Once I start getting popular in something, I'm just gonna get one of those Rode ones. Those ones are really nice.
Rode mics. Rode mics are good.
Yeah.
Max, right. We did it.
We did it.
We're doing it.
We're here. It's done.
We're somewhere.
In Utah.
So I've been in. I've been AWOL for 2 episodes now. I missed a Thursday and a Monday.
Oh, shoot, bro.
I'd like to formally apologize to all the loyal listeners out there.
I'm one of them.
Hey.
I'm woodworking, like, oh, shoot, there's no more.
Well, we're back. I'm here with none other than Max Davis.
Hello, I am Max Davis, the older brother to Josh Davis.
Me and Jalen were talking about which brother, talks the most. You were comfortably number one. It was pretty. You were a staple there.
Yeah, you have.
But I came in at number two though, so it was between me and Luke. Jonah's still comfortably last, but I think he's making his way up there as he gets older.
He has the crying hiccup. That's enough. If he ever starts laughing hard enough, he'll just start hiccuping.
Does he
really
still
hard.
Hiccup? He still
does that. Yeah.
Really.
So it's like this, like he doesn't have to talk. He just does the hiccups, and you're like, "Oh, Jonah, like, oh, you."
I think that's how that works. But, dang, dude, so, it's funny, normally when I do these, there's, like, a little opening riff, and then, I ask you how we met, but I met you.
You met me in a hospital.
In a hospital.
And I met you.
You were born in a loud and stormy night.
What?
In
that was Jonah.
Sandy, Utah. That was Jonah?
Jonah was the thunderstorm. We called him Baby Thor for, like, 6 months.
You did. You were the only one who called him Baby Thor.
I can neither confirm nor deny this.
So Max
fact.
Is my younger brother. That should be clarified. Max
yeah.
is my younger brother.
Hello.
I am the oldest of four boys, and this is the
third.
I like to call him the second youngest. He likes to call himself the third.
Lucky number three. I recently have had really weird luck with the number three. It's like really
what
weird.
Kind of luck? You haven't had any luck with the number
no,
three.
No, I'm not even kidding. For Halloween, we had a couple people over, and we did cupcake wars or whatever the freak it's called.
Where you make competing cupcakes?
No. We walk in a circle with numbers, and you have to pick one, and then one of the adults calls the numbers, and whoever, like, one by one, you all each get a cupcake. And I was walking, and...
That's a weird game. That's, like, psychological.
It was really... Like they shamed me for not knowing it. They're like, "You don't know Cupcake Walk?" And I was like, "What in the world?" I was like, "Why would I know Cupcake Walk?"
No reason I should know that.
But I was walking, and I was like, number three, it's my lucky number. And then I stepped on it, and I was the first one out to get a cupcake.
You were the first one?
First one.
You were the oldest one by a mile.
Not by a mile.
Who's the next oldest in that group?
Arlie. I don't know if we're supposed to say names.
Name. Max did like this crazy eyebrow thing this guy. He's like, ah.
I'm sorry.
I don't say names if it's accusatory. Or if it's, like, ruining somebody. Like, there's this one episode where I was talking about sleeping through a lecture, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, this girl." And then I was, like, about to say her name. I was like, "Oh, I don't want to tell everybody that."
I was like, "What?" Like, "What girl, Josh? What?"
Like, "Skirt, get out of there." But, dang, dude. So, yeah, you're my brother. You're the loudest, the proudest. Maybe not the proudest. A pretty nice guy.
I'm okay. your notes here. Your progress went down in this quarter.
I have like a brother evaluation folder. I can't tell.
We're gonna have
episode,
to let you go.
This episode's either gonna be the funniest or the most pretentious. Probably both.
I have that effect on people. People are like, you're really funny, but.
You're a community truther.
I'm a community truther?
Yeah.
We're just starting off.
It's just BS. I don't know. I can't. I'm just trying to find somebody who likes the obvious. Everybody, and like, I don't know. Maybe I get that like it's mainstream. And so like now, like, nobody wants to cop to saying they like the office now because it's mainstream. It's like, But like, it's just very good.
It is very good. I don't know if I... We texted about this.
You probably texted me. I don't respond to your texts because they're almost always about community, and they're always
for like it's been a week.
Bro,
a week of community talk.
I don't need more community in my life. All right, like I'm not persuaded.
Okay, like half of my problem with this with The Office now. I watched it 2 years ago. I watched it a while ago.
Just context, Max is 15.
Yeah.
So put that out there, but anyway.
Super on board. Like, I like the show, but it is so mainstream, and, like, I think I talked to Dad about this, but I'm not sure. But it is Instagram. Like Instagram recommends so much Office content to me that, like, when I go and watch the episodes, I'm like, I just saw this. And it's,
I don't mean to be totally condescending here, but there's two people in this room. One of them has listened to all the episodes of the Spotify podcast, breaking down every moment of production of The Office, and one of us hasn't.
How many have you listened to all of them?
I listened to one of them.
They're a lot of fun. I like behind-the-scenes stuff. Like, I by far enjoy, like after I watch a show, uh-huh, I will go and do, like, 2 hours of research and be like, well, the actor of Schmidt from New Girl doesn't like Nick, so they...
That's true.
No, they're best friends.
Okay. I'm about to real sweat that.
I do know the actor of Jess, Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
She had the studio cleaned for ghosts at one point, and, like, the community people were really upset. Like, she can pay for ghosts, but we can't have good food. Everyone was really upset about that.
Community?
Yeah.
Maybe if they made a good show.
That, well...
I'm taking shots. Actually, Community's good.
You're actively shooting down. The really
it's like
funny
becoming... Community's becoming like the BYU of TV for me right now. Like, there's so many people with, like, this stupid, pretentious beef where I'm like, look, I get it. You think the BYU's better, or you think the Community's better, but, like, I don't, so like, we're moving on.
I was going to say something, and I totally forgot what I was saying. Sure. Yep. That.
You're also going to go to BYU, right? You don't want to go to Utah State.
I don't know.
I'm saying this because I have a lot of Utah State listeners. I'm gonna put your number in the bio.
You start putting my
flyers
up, like ban
text,
him.
Text Max at this number to get him to go to Utah State. Look, you can go wherever you want.
If someone sends me enough money to go to a college, all right. Like,
all
right, let's do it. I said for a long time that I wanted to go to CalArts because I dabble in everything. I just try it.
Yeah, you do.
I never say, I'm never like, I'm an artist. Like, that's always weird for me. I'm never like.
It's a hard sell.
It's really weird sell to be like, look. It's
well,
because it
I don't have
something
like the artist gene. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's a gene that's like a certain amount of individualism and a certain amount of like edginess that I don't think I'll ever be able to accomplish. I'm very independent, but like, you know, I don't believe that other people's opinions don't matter. That's why I think that film and TV is such a perfect medium for me, because like,
yeah,
I think collaborative art is so much more fulfilling to me.
I just thought of a hot take that I have. I'm actually going to write it down because I don't remember a lot of things.
Max is pulling out an actual sticky note. Is that a notepad?
Sticky notes.
Dude, Max has sticky notes on his
bro
desk?
I literally, for my math tests, I'm a freshman in high school. Literally, for my math tests... Crazy. You look, it's just post-it notes. I'll do every equation on a post-it note and just stack it. And if she asks for photos, like, I send her a picture of, like, a post-it note. I don't do the pages anymore. I can't, bro. It's bad.
You're telling me this like I'm supposed to be amazed.
You're supposed to be fascinated.
I'm mostly confused. I don't really...
That happens with a lot of things I do. I'm like, yo, you ready for this trash can I'm building?
Yeah, Max is currently building a trash
can.
Yeah,
I'm so excited about that trash can.
Why are you building a trash can?
Because it was literally in my closet. I have a paintbrush holder, and I was cutting. I had wood, and I was. It's supposed to be simple, and I rest the wood on my trash can I have now, and the trash can like bent down, and I was just so furious because this trash can.
Just
is
make
just,
a stand. Don't build another.
No.
Don't build a trash can. Just build a stand.
My trash can's all boring, so I'm gonna make an interesting trash can, and then. It's enough. And then
built a lot of things.
Yeah, I do it all. It started
you do
with
it
the
all
bench.
You do it all.
I do it all. Max. The showbiz, the building, the art.
Max does it all.
That sounds like a really terrible Disney original movie. Max does it all.
There was a real era for that. Those Disney Channel movies. You like look at them like
they were like, and they were aware
movies
of it too.
I know. Like there's like these movies where I'm like
Food Boy.
Exactly. Like stop with the title. Like what are we
no,
doing
man,
here? Like this does not make sense.
Like if I had this idea a while ago where it's like if your movie can be explained in the sentence in the title,
yeah,
like, it's either a good title or a terrible title. So it's like, food boy.
Good title, terrible movie.
It's like, okay, so obviously he's a boy with food. And that's really
Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Like,
well,
yep, there's a
see that one. That one's shark. Much more deep, though. Like in the sense of it's not
Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Yeah, bro. It's in the heart, bro. No, in the sense of it's not just Shark Boy and Lava Girl. You follow Max, like accepting
Max.
That. That's if I'm gonna be
who's
like
Max.
Max is the main guy.
Taylor Lautner?
No, Taylor Lautner is a side character in that movie.
He's Shark Boy.
Yeah, but Shark Boy and Lava Girl aren't the main characters.
Oh, I forgot that there's a boy who like
Max
breaks into that world.
Dreams them, and then like he gets sucked up by like a tornado or some weird.
How the
crap.
Heck do you know this off the top of your head?
This is why I'm so failing proud. School, bro. Shark Boy and Lava Girl is up there, just in the vault, like taking up all the space.
Man, it was Shark Boy and Lava Girl, dude. Oh man.
Isn't it weird that Taylor Lautner like was really popular for picking an animal and just representing it for a couple years, and then as soon as he stopped acting as an animal, he totally just disappeared? Because he had Shark Boy, and then he had the werewolf in Twilight, and then he tried to be like, I'm a cowboy now, and I was like,
He was in an action movie that I wanted to like. I don't think I ever saw it, but it was like, the trailer looked cool, and I was like, and then it was like really bad, and I was like, okay.
Do you know that he lived in Santa Clarita?
Yeah, Bledsoe went to Bledsoe High School. He's dating somebody from my high school.
Really?
I don't care about it. People are talking about it like I'm supposed to care.
That person from your high school is like, Josh's podcast.
I'm like, oh, man. Dude, like, who cares? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, my favorite teacher taught him. That teacher was so cool.
My favorite teacher taught him.
Yeah, it was a history teacher, but he was only a history teacher because there was too many students. So, like, he didn't care. So he was...
What did he normally teach?
He normally taught computer science. I think that's what they called it.
Okay.
So he was, like, this huge computer nerd. And he wrote... Because I was going to... I was switching middle schools. And he wrote, he's like, go make that school great. And I was like, heck yeah, bro. He wasn't like, I hate that you're leaving. He was on board. That guy's hype. So, yeah, he taught him. He was like, yeah, I taught Taylor Lautner. And I was like... Cool, if I was a girl,
that's something that I
2 years younger.
That's something that I would say if I was a middle school teacher who didn't have a lot of time.
Who's trying to impress them? Hey, girls, I taught...
Yo, I taught Taylor Lautner.
Bro, music. That class was so funny, because that same class, he gave me permission to revolt him, to, like, throw and overthrow him. So it was... there was, like, this weird...
I was worried that this was going to happen, that... You were just gonna become the podcast.
Yeah, bro. You don't bring me on a podcast and be like,
well, I don't know. Like, I was thinking about this because, like, you, we have an ongoing joke that you're constantly performing.
An ongoing joke. to all the viewers here, Josh can cut this out. I'm gonna make this very clear. It's not like the family isn't like, Max is entertaining. Anytime I try to tell a story, you can hear Josh in the background like, hey, shut up!
No, not anytime. Just anytime you walk into a room unannounced and start talking to everybody, like we're all.
Well, bad news. I do that all the time. So.
Okay. So then, yeah. All right. So, where's the joke now? Is it just in my head or is it in real life?
It's everywhere.
All right. Well, but Max does talk a lot. I don't really care about this story.
Now half the viewers aren't going to know what happened to my freaking 7th grade middle school revolt. They're just missing out.
I guess it was... Well, like, so what happened?
I'll give a brief recap. So he had a system in the chairs where it was, like, lines, and there was peasants, and I was sitting in the back because I was like, I don't want to be in this class, but I like this teacher. And the very back was a peasant, and I was really upset that it was a peasant because, like, the front were kings. And so...
There's a hierarchy in school?
Yeah, well, because we were learning about medieval times.
That's so funny.
And so, like if you didn't turn in something in time, you get demoted all the way back and stuff. It was so great. But, so I immediately looked at all the other peasants and was like, revolt, 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 revolt. And we all started yelling from the back of the class. And then, like, I got promoted to king and everyone in my row liked me, but I yelled revolt and he demoted me. Super funny. And then one day, I was like, hey... Can I write a speech and come in with signs tomorrow? And he's like, yeah. I was like, when can I do that? And he's like, tomorrow. And so I printed out, I think it was like 60 signs, and wrote a speech, and like stuck them all over the walls and ran around like yelling, and I like read a speech. But the best part, and this is the reason I love this teacher, is I came in like ready to do this speech. It was like the first period. So everyone's tired, but he got like a deadly flu, like super sick. Like he was like say the, but he came in just to see the speech and be there, and then immediately after I finished the speech, he called in a sub and left. So like I finished doing this whole revolt, and he's like, okay, and then like got up and left the.
You gotta see what's gonna
left the class.
When you're, what grade is this?
This is seventh grade.
Yeah, when your seventh grade student's gonna revolt, you could be. Like, it doesn't matter what state you're in, you're gonna see it.
And then later, my science teacher was complaining about it. He's like, because it was a shared classroom with another history teacher, and I left everything there. He's like, yes, somebody trashed the history room, and like half the kids were in the class, and they all like looked at me, and I was like, I was like, cut it out. Everyone like, let's take these notes, yeah. Like,
no, that's a great class. I love
it. It was yeah. It was a really, really.
We're awkward. A rebellious type. In high school, we were watching the, we got our ballots. It was for like student government.
Oh yeah.
And I was in history class. My sophomore year, and it was at Half Moon Bay High School, and I love my history teacher, Miss Yeagley. She's the best. So one time I walked up to her classroom, and I was the last one in the class because I don't know, I'm a slacker. And she looks at me, she's like, "No, go wipe your nose." I'm like, "What?" She's like, "You got boogers, go wipe your nose." I'm like, okay. She's like, "What, are we friends? Like, friends tell each other?" I'm like, "Yeah, okay, like, yeah, I'm going to go wipe my nose and come back." I came to class like 10 minutes late because I had to go wipe my nose. But so that same teacher, we get our ballots, and it was like student VP. And this girl was running unopposed. It was Emily Iacopi.
I'm going to add her. She's sitting there like, oh, no. Emily
Iacopi. I think I'm saying her name right. And she ran unopposed. I was furious. I was pissed. Like, this girl didn't have any opposition. What's going on here? And this kid across the class, Kevin McHale, shouts. He's like, "Josh, I'd vote for you." I'm like, "You're full of whatever." Some other kid from across the class is like, "Dude, I'd vote for you too." And everyone's like, "Everybody, vote for Josh." Like, a whole history class full of people to like write in vote me for like the history person in like against this lady. And then I was like stuck. I'm like, "Wow, I'm not gonna get on the announcements." They go to the announcements like, "Emily Iacopi won for student VP." They didn't even mention it, like, with this many votes or whatever. I didn't even get mentioned. I was so pissed. But, yeah, we tend to do that.
I didn't think school was funny. Well, it's, like, funny from, like, a comedy point. But, like, the hardest I've ever...
What other point is there to be funny? I don't know.
The depressing point.
Funny just... from a comedy point?
Bro, the... if you look at it from a depressed point, it's not funny.
It's pretty depressing. I don't love school.
But, like, the moment I literally, like, started, like, crying laughing is, like, ASB had to make videos for why we should vote for them. They're all garbage, vertical filmed, like, terrible, terrible.
Vertical?
Vertical.
Just turn it horizontal, descends, baby.
Like, so
that's
close.
All you gotta do.
One time I was editing a minor morning, like, 2-year pro, and she filmed vertical, so I zoomed in her face until it made it entirely horizontal. And I was like, "I don't care. Like, you don't do that."
Punish him. Make him feel it.
But like,
did you keyframe it so like it moved down her face, so like it like starts at like her eyebrows, like no. Starts going, it finishes
hello,
just in her lips
I'm
and her chin,
Emily.
It comes back up. It's like scanning.
No, but like her face is like the whole box. It was really.
That's so mean.
Well, because it was like 12 at night, and I was like, "Are you really gonna do
well,
this?"
Well, a good trick of the trade: you put a graphic underneath it, and mm-hmm. you blur the graphic. It looks more professional.
Oh, I saw that and I was like, no.
Like, if you want to, I like this revenge. I think this revenge.
It was like two weeks before the end of the year. She had been in minor morning for the both years.
It's a middle school TV program. I'm not really
okay,
here to give you.
If you're gonna learn anything from the program, just turn the camera. Like that's all they care. Like,
it's a pretty fair point. I can't really.
But so, they were running. Back to the actual story. They're running. And this guy gives, this girl gives, like, this whole inspiring speech. And it cuts to this guy, he's, like, super tired, and he's like, "You should vote for me. It's a little bit controversial because I'm running against my girlfriend." And he goes, "Yeah, actually, just vote for my girlfriend. I probably wouldn't do a good job." And I just started, like, it just broke down in the middle of the Zoom. And then, like, the girlfriend totally won, but I voted for the guy. I was like, "I want to see what happens."
It's like
to this.
An Abe Lincoln thing. He's, like, not well-spoken or whatever, like, the whole thing. It's like, this is a genuine man.
I just want to see, like, if he won, would they have broken up? Like, and we'll never know now. Like, would you just be like, no, it's okay, it's fine.
Is it a freshman high school relationship?
No, it was like sophomore or something like that.
Yeah. I don't like high school relationships.
Yeah, I...
They worry me. Not that dating's not okay,
I think it's
like
only...
Like, when a high school couple stays together for, like, a long time, like, it just weirds me out.
Lucas told me, he's like, if you ever get married to someone you were dating in high school, one of you is crazy. and like, ever since, I was like...
Lucas is our other brother. That's so funny. That's so mean.
This is one of them.
We can't let people know how mean we are. It's gotta stay. It's.
I didn't think it was true, and then I thought of all the people who got married in high school, like that are parents, and I was like,
yeah. Checks out. It's not that, like, you can't. This sounds defensive for me. It's not that you can't know people.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I definitely thought this logic.
There's really, like, there's a different connection. Like, you can know somebody from high school and date them later, but yeah. It's like dating in high school through college to your whole life.
I just think...
It's not a problem. Like, you know, marry the person you love. No,
yeah,
no,
for sure. Like, but no, I think there. Locking down in high school is just...
It feels early.
It's a risky play.
A risky play.
It feels early, even
People
though we get
fully
married
developed,
at, like, 23.
You know? Like, you can't really be fully developed until you're, like, at least in your early 20s. Like, I don't know, like, freaking 15. Like, you're not... Can you imagine hunkering down right now, 15-year-old
dude? I don't...
I'm talking to my 15-year-old brother about marriage right now. That's where we're at.
I can never get in that headspace. Like, I'm never going to be like, this is the person I'm going to marry in freaking high school.
Someone's just going to nab you. It's going to somebody just pull you aside. So, are we going to talk about these movie posters? What's the deal here? We got...
Oh, man. It's crazy.
So, I like Zootopia. Big fan. Do you know that's the story of when I saw Zootopia?
I don't know the story. What's the story, Josh?
Senior year.
Oh.
It's prom.
It's zany, Josh, huh?
Everybody else is going to prom. And I say, I don't want to go.
Typical.
And everyone's like, you have to go, it's prom. And I
typical.
Go, I don't want to go.
Josh protested
then,
something.
Then it gets weird.
Do you see the noticing? That's the second protest mentioned in this podcast.
Then, I'm trying to keep going, I can't do this. Then it gets weird where everyone starts doing the guilt trip. You're going to regret it, they said. You're going to regret it so bad not going to prom. It literally felt like if Karen could come to life and take over ghosts, oh my gosh, that'd be a great spoof horror film.
That'd be really funny.
If, like, there was, like, a Karen ghost.
Let me speak to your manager. No!
Please! That'd be way funny. Wow. I might have to edit that out because that was too good an idea. Anyway, you're going to regret it, they said. If you don't go to prom, they said. I didn't go to prom. Break. So I went to Zootopia by myself.
By yourself?
Yeah, it was sad.
You're like crying with a bunch of kids.
Sad.
Like...
I was a little bit sad. Because my friends didn't all go to the same prom. They went to different proms.
You're like,
but I didn't really care.
That image is
really
funny.
I was surprised.
That image of you, like, weeping in a movie theater with a bunch of kids, like, Judy Hopps, you better make it! You're just like...
I didn't... Yeah, I mean, like, it was definitely, like, I don't know, that night, I was, like, a little sad, you know, like, I was seeing the movie, it was a hilarious story, it's a little bit sad. The movie was very good, and I don't really, like, I don't know, I don't think it's cool to go prom with somebody that, like, you don't think is that cool, and I don't think anyone was cool.
Yeah, I was
that wasn't taken, I guess, there were people that were
I was about to thrash on the town I live in, and I was like, wait a minute.
Santa Clara sucks, bro, it's garbage.
Yeah, I call.
Yeah, because how many of the people in SCV are gonna be listening to this podcast? Right
well,
now,
if I talk, if I go tell my friends, like, hey, I'm on a podcast, they're gonna go listen. Then I'm gonna
that's fair.
Bash vocally, so I gotta
go watch it. Nah, dude, this place sucks. I didn't like a lot of people here. I moved from small town northern California.
Wild time.
Where there was
almost broke my back.
I feel like I'm. I really must be getting repetitive on this. Small town to suburban nonsense. And freaking suburban nonsense is garbage. And
I will be honest, it was a lot of fun.
It's unauthentic and boring, I don't know.
It was a lot of fun to finally have those stories because Mom lived in Miami on like an island off of it. And she would just bike around the entire town and like everyone knew her.
Yeah.
So when we moved here, me and Lucas like made routes. And we would, like, bike to Walmart. And that was really... That was a fun time.
It does feel... yeah.
I remembered when we went to that happened. We had a McDonald's. I didn't remember that.
I don't remember like.
I remembered it not having anything, so I was like amazed when it was McDonald's.
All I remember is there was a store called Superstore, or something like that.
That's not a thing. Safeway.
Maybe I don't remember. I just remember it was like. Like I was walking in and I knew it was knockoff. I was like, this is clearly.
Well, they like try to do this thing where they're like, oh man, like we're so, like oh my gosh, we are so supportive of small businesses and farmers, but then we murder them with environmentalist restrictions. But no, but like it goes both ways, obviously. But the. I love the environment. I pick up litter sometimes.
I think it's funny. I'm just going to let you think about your thoughts for a minute. I think it's funny. If I walked in, like, if somebody blindfolded me and took me into that store in Half Moon Bay, I would not be able to tell if I was in a Ralph's or if I was in a Vons.
I think Safeway owns those. Or if I was in a
Smart & Final.
Oh, Smart & Final? Smart & Final's different, though.
Smart & Final's, like, a little bit different.
Is that where we're at on this podcast? We're talking about Spartan Final?
I don't know, man.
Spartan Final feels like just like the least relevant of all the...
Yeah, it feels like when you go in there, like you know that like all the other stores are closed. And they know it too. They're just like, oh, hey. Like,
they know it too. That's a great point.
They're like, oh, yeah, you're here to get the cheap stuff. Yeah, it's everywhere.
That's really true. But okay, wait. Let's close on these movie posters though. So we got Zootopia. I don't want to. Alright, let's get some hot takes out. I got one. Here we are. The Empire Strikes Back old school poster has gotten so like, it's become cliche. It's gone from like cool to cliche. I'm not saying that it doesn't look cool right now, and that you should take it down from your room. But you know how it's like. Well, you know, there's like those people who are like trying to go like all collectors, and they're like.
Yeah. No, that's bullcrap. Everything gets thrown away eventually, so, and I'm aware of that, and I'm a hoarder, like, I hoard crap, and I'm like, yeah, one day this will be in the trash, like, and I perfectly accept, what are you, oh, that's my good candy, that's my jar refill.
A good movie, though. I think it's the best Star Wars. What's the best Star Wars to you?
I think they,
what's your top three? Do you have your top three quick, or is that like
a... Top three quick? The first three are just really good. They're slow. Somebody pointed this out. Is the lightsaber duels are much slower in the first three than they are in all the other ones.
You want my rankings? They're controversial.
Okay, wait. Really quick. I will say.
Do you have your? Are you gonna say 4, 5, and 6 as your top three?
No.
Okay.
Will say. 5 is really good. I don't have like a 1, 2, 3. I just kind of like these three are like crucially really good.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah.
Is okay. So underrated.
I agree.
Like. 8 and 9, they're their own thing. They're living their own life.
I think 8, like low-key, might be the best one. No, this is probably top three, though.
8?
I think 8, you can make an argument for the third best. But, dude, 7's, like, really good. Like, 7, the storyline...
7 had so many interesting ideas.
The way that 7 cleans up what was left over from 6, mm-hmm. and then also shuts up the anti-Disney Star Wars super fans... Who were
and
always
that trailer.
They were always gonna hate 7. Like it's this brilliant thing where like there was a certain like class of Star Wars fan that mm-hmm. was always gonna hate Star Wars 7. Like
yeah.
It could have been the best movie ever made and they would have hated it.
Yeah.
And so instead of trying to please those people, they're like, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna make their favorite movie and we're gonna make it better.
Yeah.
And they took 4 and they like added in like better storylines.
They added in really interesting cooler ideas.
Motivations. The defecting stormtrooper alone.
That is like a really cool idea.
Awesome. That's so
they should have invested harder on that. They tried to bring it back in 9, where it's like we're all left clone troopers.
8 really went to bed on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that I think 8 set up the Rey Kylo Ren thing perfectly.
Sorry.
I'm sorry too. Is it a girl?
No, it's Aaron.
Oh. Yeah, that's the point. Aaron with an E, like from The Office.
No.
Freak. Friggin' Max bumping. The,
probably gonna bother me about some graphic.
Do graphics suck? You wanna mute your freaking
no,
computer?
No, I just, it slipped now.
Mute it, though.
I just turned it off.
Okay. wow. I'm derailed. Well, yeah. The podcast is ruined. Okay,
Star Wars 8, Wet the Bed. 7 is
Wet the
very
Bed. Just
underrated.
On the Poe Dameron stuff was kind of cool, but kind of weird.
So
I don't really support mutiny. Like, Chris Pratt does a great mutiny in Star Trek 1.
Chris Pratt? Pine.
Pine. You're right. Chris Pine. So many Chris's. he does a great mutiny in Star Trek 1.
Did you hear about the Chris Pratt controversy?
What about him?
So he started a Twitter poll. This is like sideline. You can cut this. But he started a Twitter poll. He's like, we need to know who's the best Chris. So he polled
Chris
all
Pratt
of
did
them.
This?
No, who's the worst Chris? So it's Pine, Evans, Pratt, and I think he put like Nolan or something. He put them all there, and these anti-Pratt people voted him the worst.
So Pratt was voted the worst.
Yeah, and then they tried to get him canceled for having religious beliefs. For being a Christian.
Oh, yeah.
It's really weird. Like, he's like, who's the worst? And everyone's like, we hate you. We hope your career fails. It was like a really oddball.
Yeah. There's this weird thing about freedom is that it doesn't mean censorship. Anyway.
Yeah.
I was like, just let people be. I don't know. You can't be like, well, I'm mad about this. But also, you can't say that. Well, okay. Yeah. I think my order is 5-7. Probably 3. I think that's my order.
3 has like come back in this weird cult following. Like it's
I
like
think
the
it's
Shining.
Still,
it's like the Shining. Have you heard like the Shining story? Everyone's like, it's okay, and then
it's
like
not that good.
Everyone started freaking out about it recently. No, I'm not.
It's weird. It's not. It's like probably effective as a horror movie, but like effective as a horror movie. I don't know. You have to tell a story, and there's not a cohesive story there. Anyway.
Yeah. I probably should go back and watch 3. I haven't watched it in a long time. 1 holds a really special place in my heart. Only for a really
Jar
weird
Jar.
Reason.
I can't do a Jar Jar.
You didn't even try. You're Jar Jar.
I was like one jar in, one jar out.
Jar Jar. Now, 1 holds a really special place in my heart because I have just a very vivid memory because we had like 2 VHS tapes. One of them I don't remember, and the other one was Star Wars 1.
Phantom Menace.
And we would just...
Dopest name, I think. I'm not sure it's close.
For sure. But we would just put it in and just watch it for like... Watch it on loop. That video about how they're all named wrong was really funny.
So funny.
So funny.
Right? When he reorders it? Because it's actually really true.
Yeah.
Especially about the Last Jedi. That was a confusing one. Because I was like, I don't understand. So like... There's a bunch of, like, Force-sensitive almost Jedis out there.
I just remember that they totally ignored that kid.
Because they, like, totally teased that in the movie. And then
in the movie.
All Last Jedi. And I'm like, well, okay. So, man, we're deep in the Star Wars.
I'm using my context clues.
Yeah.
I will say, I have one take about the sequels. Yeah. Is, first of all, did you know that they're supposed to kill off, they're going to keep Poe Dameron dead?
And so...
Mm-hmm. Like when he like explodes.
Yeah, he was just gonna die in that explosion.
Like, and they're like, well, he's cheap.
Oscar is good.
Yeah.
And I like his character up through 8. I can even get through 8. He's like weird in 9, but it's not his fault. It's the character goes in between developing and static, where it's like, oh my gosh, he's developed into a leader, and then like he's like flying his X-wing. He's like, oh no, hope is lost. I'm like.
This leads into my take. So first of all, they should have.
This is your hot take, or this is
no. This is okay, this is my take on Star Wars. They should have first of all like post-it note like one sentence where the sequels are going. So even if Abrams left, Ryan would know like like where they were going. But the problem that makes 8, 9, and not 7. 7 it showed potential is that. When you see the 3 on screen, John Boyega, Oscar Isaac, and Daisy Ridley.
Okay.
Yeah. When you see them on screen together, they're not friends. So like the first scene with them 3.
You mean in real life, or like they don't have chemistry?
In character, they don't. They're written not to have chemistry. So like in 9, the first scene between Rey and Poe. Poe is yelling at her. He's like, you almost crashed the Millennium Falcon. She's like, emphasis on almost. And he's like, I hate you. Like, it doesn't... They
no,
don't,
it's the opposite.
No, I don't... I remember them not being good. Like, they don't look like they're good friends. And in Empire Strikes Back, like, the beginning, they're like, they're finding Han to go save Han.
To be fair, Oscar Isaac and Rey don't really interact.
That's true.
I don't get how, like, it just feels like John Boyega gets drowned out of it. I don't really know, like...
He did.
To be fair, I think that guy's kind of an a-hole, just off of how he's acted since the movies.
Yeah, he chose to be in a Pacific Rim sequel.
Yeah, that was kind of his bad. But, like, I don't, like, whatever. This is way too deep into it. But, like, okay, so what's your ranking, then?
So, Empire Strikes Back, 7. I guess 1. Phantom Menace. Well, it's just because...
Yeah, 5, 7. So 5 and 7, I think, are the top two. I think that's pretty solid. I don't think that's very debatable.
I think...
You can talk me into 4. 6 should be... 6 should be number 1. But every time you rewatch it, you forget that there's 45 minutes of Ewoks. Anybody who's talked to me about Star Wars...
That's
ever
so true.
You get there, and you're like, wow, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen. And then you get to that Ewok part, and it's like the night before they're supposed to freaking blow up the Death Star, and they're just like... And you're like, okay, like, we're doing the...
Oh, man.
What happened?
Just dropped the mic.
Oh, freak.
And we're doing a, you know, like, okay, all right, we're doing 10 minutes of Ewoks. Like, you know, you gotta have your little intermission. It's 45.
45.
And part of it is, like, Luke trying to explain the kiss scene, which is part of the reason that we like Star Wars. Anyway.
I will say
And then you have Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Harry Potter.
Do you like Harry Potter?
No.
Do you dislike Harry Potter?
I don't hate it. I don't love it. that was sweet. I don't hate it. I don't love it. I think the movies are pretty garbage. Mom's take on it is really funny.
What's mom's take?
So she's like...
Drinking water on
the
podcast?
Yeah, bro. I'm just taking a little... I'm really thirsty. Ridiculous. So she's a big Harry Potter fan. So her and dad, like, did, like, a half movie marathon where they watched them in, like, a month. Like, they... And, like, they were just walking by, like...
Was this recently?
What? I don't know, like, a year ago.
Okay.
It was, like, as if it was, like, a TV show where, like, you're focusing on the characters and there's, like, a background character. Mom's like, really? Harry Potter just follows Neville. And do you know Neville? Neville's, like, the fat laughing stock. He's, like, the laughing stock.
This is mom's thing?
Yeah, mom was like, really, Neville's the main character.
Neville or whatever.
And, like, literally his whole storyline is, like, stupid. And then, like,
at the end, he, like, kicks butt.
He redeems himself.
Is he Gryffindor or Hufflepuff?
He's Gryffindor. And that's, like, the whole thing. It's like, how are you, Gryffindor? And he's like, me mom forgot to pack me lunch. Yeah? Yeah?
I'm going to just sit on that. I don't really know how to react. That was one of the more awful British accents I've ever heard attempted.
Can we, play back Jar Jar?
Oh!
Jar Jar!
No, man. Don't do me like that. Are you, alright, I think Harry Potter's fine. I actually just watched one the other day. It's the first one when Emma Watson starts to become, like, just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gorgeous.
Did you see her at
Ron is
the...
ugly. Daniel Radcliffe is not attractive in that movie, but whatever.
He grew up to be good, though.
Eh.
Yeah, it's Ant-worthy. But did you ever see the photo of Emma Watson on the red carpet of Sorcerer's Stone?
No.
She wears, like, the ugliest dress.
Really?
Yeah, like she talks about it on show. She's like, yeah, it wasn't a great choice.
Well, she's also, like, whatever, 12?
Yeah, she was, like, 11.
It's ridiculous. All right. I think that of those three movies, Empire Strikes Back is 1, Sorcerer's Stone is 0, and...
I was like, really?
Ether. What's your hot take, Max? Hit me.
Okay. My hot take, get ready, is...
I wrote it down.
Yeah, because I forget things, is comedy movies are far worse than comedy TV shows. It's not super hot. It was kind of on the spot. But I've been thinking about this.
I'm getting a lot of heat on comedy on the show. Not a lot of people. Not a big laugh.
Now, I enjoy a good comedy, but... I tried to think, like point at something that was classified as a comedy movie.
Yeah.
And I think the closest I've ever gotten is probably Jumanji.
To laughing or what's your...
Jumanji 2.
The closest you've got to is to what?
As, like, a comedy movie. I've never went and been like, this is a comedy movie.
Oh, to, like, want to go see one?
Yeah.
There's been some classics, though, man.
I've never seen Monty Python.
Not a big Monty Python and Holy Grail. Super funny, super weird.
I've never seen that. Or Napoleon.
Not a big Napoleon guy, me.
I don't get it. Brother Everett like yelled at me about it. He's like, you haven't seen Monty Python or Napoleon?
I don't really care. Like,
he called me the funny one. He's like, you're supposed to be the funny one. And I was like, cool.
Yeah, it's weird for sure. I don't. Napoleon Dynamite is quotable and lovable, but not actually good. Napoleon Dynamite? No, that's what I just said. Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre is pretty funny.
More watchable version of that. It's a little bit funnier. Talladega Nights? It's the classic. I don't know. That's just one of the best movies.
It sounds familiar.
It's not actually that good. It's true that the beats are different. I don't know. Comedies develop characters, so like you're more invested in characters. So I feel like that has to do a lot with it. Mm-hmm. I guess I agree with you. This is just a preference thing, though. I don't know. It's not. Is this like? What's your hot take? Is it that all movies are all worse than all shows? Or you just?
Yeah, I mean, like if somebody asked me to name comedy movies, I would like you heard in this podcast, I struggled to list some. But if you asked me to list TV show podcasts, I can go like five at a time.
Well, how many podcasts are there? I'm trying to see how far this.
Josh, for the listeners, has left the room.
Hi.
I think he's talking to his girlfriend.
Woo!
Can't prove that. Is Jonah in here?
Yeah, Jonah's in there.
I feel like this podcast needed some spice. We're spicing it up.
You know, it's fine. I thought I was killing it, but whatever.
We call Jonah Jones.
Jonesy.
It's not your fault. I don't know. I feel like I'm low energy at this spot.
Hey, boys.
I did tell you several times, ooh, you should let me sleep and let's do this tomorrow.
I need a Rocky montage. I'm like,
we'll be right back after this short message. We forget to stop recording. We're like, yeah! Those suck.
Sixlets.
Those are so bad. Somebody gave Jonah like 40 of them. Jonah just walked in confused. I feel bad.
Is there a mattress in your closet, Max? What are we doing?
Oh, here's my new hot take. Sleeping on beds are the worst. It's just terrible.
Cool. There's people who don't have beds who sleep on dirt.
Respect.
Okay. All right. For sure. Yeah.
Nah, man. I.
Yeah, you're asking for a couch, right? You want to sleep on a couch?
Why are you
so 15?
I'm not gonna sleep on the couch. I'm just gonna have a couch, and then I'm gonna still sleep on the floor. Why am I so 15? Is it because I have major back problems?
That old video was so ghetto.
The what video?
The old bed you had. I remember one time.
I love that bed so much.
I asked you to trade me so I could play 2K. And I did till like 2 a.m. But then like I went to go to sleep. I'm like, this is the least comfortable bed I've ever been on. And I went downstairs and slept on the couch instead.
That bed is fine. But as soon as online school started and I sat in a chair for my whole life, it has not been good.
What did you paint your ceiling, Max?
I painted my ceiling April.
Did you take the smoke detector out?
Yeah.
That's a move.
That's supposed to be when I get my ceiling fan, but Dad's been taking 4 months to warm himself up to it.
You're putting a ceiling fan in here?
Yeah.
That's a Vons hat? Is there a Vons hat?
We just I spy. I spy with my little eye.
Bro, look.
Something yellow.
Jonah interrupting the plot over here.
Are we just narrating now? Max looks left and right to see a door, watch.
I probably lost the plot. The listeners are probably a little lost. I am too.
We can do another half of this tomorrow in the morning. Like I said, we should.
Max really wants to edit this pod as if like. Oh, should we do a two-parter? Should we record another one?
Boom, bam. You just have to edit one time and then just cut it in half.
What you don't know is that we're going to keep recording and then just split it.
Just keep recording me sleeping.
For Max Davis, this is Josh Davis. This is part one of the Max Davis podcast here on Turnaround J. Thanks for listening. Tune in on Monday. Catch that other one.